So, but yeah, I mean, I always had a fear of science because I was in that sort of mentality. Well, you know, yeah. if you can't do science, then you have no right to being interested.
Do you think you had the wrong paradigm, or do you think that's the...
It was completely wrong. Yeah, it's a bit like telling some John Peel or someone, well, you don't play a musical instrument. How dare you be interested in music? Yeah. Of course, you know, you don't need to be. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be a musician to enjoy listening to music.
You don't need to be a scientist to be interested in science.
Well, you know. Okay, if you want to do science, then you need to be able to do science. Mm-hmm. If you want to be interested in science and revel in the story of science, which is the greatest, you know, it's our greatest story. It's a story of who we are and where we've come from. Then, of course, not, because it is available for all of us.
So we've seen quite a positive spin now on science in the media and things like this TV. We hear people saying like. Oh, their mum likes watching Brian Cox on TV because it makes science seem glamorous or sexy or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Do you think that same kind of thing can be applied to computing and coding and programming?
No, absolutely do. I think people don't really understand what it is. Everyone has an iPhone and they don't really get to the point of bothering to understand how it works or how it actually happened. And I think when people understand what coding is and the possibilities of being able to unleash all that creativity, then I think people will understand. It just needs to be able to tell that story well. I mean, you know, you talk about Brian Cox. I mean, he's just told the story of physics really, really well in a way that is cinematic and it is a way that uses traditional narratives. Mm-hmm. And that's what TV is really good at. It's good at taking subjects and being able to just tell a story. So suddenly something like, and we were talking earlier on about something that, you know, particle physics. My God, what a fantastic subject. And people would hear the word particle physics and run a mile a few years ago. And now, of course, they understand what it is. It is the most fundamental story of all. It is the story of how everything came into existence. What a fantastic story is. So again, with coding as well, it's the stuff under the bonnet. But when you actually put it into perspective and put it into context, for what it is, I think it is the story of the modern world, really.
Do you think we've seen a change in culture then, where, like you were saying about particle physics, like it used to be to understand particle physics, you know, you really had to understand about atoms and protons. And do you think that sort of nerdiness and geekiness is now, there's been a change?
Totally. Yeah? You know, you don't have to be a coder to understand what coding is all about. I think that's the same thing. The same thing with anything. You don't actually have to do it to understand the story of it and what it does. The fact that the modern world now, and increasingly so, I mean, our technology is built upon coding, is such an amazing story. We're not asking everyone to go out and rush out and suddenly become coders, but you know, but to understand what it does,
it's the power to create.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was
it's the power to if you've got a good idea, it's the power to be able to put it into action. Even if you're not a coder yourself. Understanding that is the tool that you need in order to do something.
my device should be performing the way. So, and what it's doing is it's picking up every Wi-Fi in existence. I need a man who can.
Okay.
So, we've got a little bit left.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, when I had a similar experience. So I'd come from a field in Ireland, basically to a school in England, and there were these BBC computers. In the time that we had Space 99 and Blake 7. And here was a computer, and I had this power. I could control it, and I could make it do what I want. And I think that's a concept that people are not necessarily seeing, that coding gives you the power to create things.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's also about just changing the culture from just using technology, just using an iPhone or whatever it is, to actually being able to create. And giving, you know, empowering people to be able to do that, but also showing other people that if they wanted to do it, they could do it too, or their kids could do it, and it is available. Because I think people see it and they think it's something that has nothing to do with me. It's people in Silicon Valley who do that, and I don't have to worry about that. But actually, no, it's the opposite. It's becoming more and more available to people, and it's empowering. And you know, I don't think people knew that. Oh, coding! I remember coding from the 1980s. Well, no, here we are.
So, in 20 seconds, there's loads of people here. You've pulled a few stops to be here for the weekend. Why would you give up your free time to do this kind of thing?
Because I think it's really important. I think it's really entertaining. I think the kids who, and I've been to these events before, who are here, have the most fantastic ideas, and I'm always amazed. Just